Ladies and gentlemen, we invite you to...
Ladies and gentlemen, you have entered the Fuzz Show right here on KX935. Let's get into it. There's some Donovan, followed up by the Poets.
Sights to see, and when I look in my window, so many different people to be, that it's strange, so strange. You got to pick up every stitch, you got to pick up every stitch, you got to pick up every stitch. Must be the season of the witch, must be the season of the witch, yeah, must be the season of the witch. Think I see summer cat looking over his shoulder at me, and he's strange, sure is strange. You got to pick up every stitch, you got to pick up every. You got to pick up every stitch.
See what we've got in today's calorie.
Welcome to the Fuzz Show. You're tuned in to a friendly tour of the audio underground, right here on KX93.5. So you just heard the Poets with their track, That's the Way It's Got to Be. Those guys were a pretty rad band, Scottish, like blues, psych beat, freak beat, pop band from the early 60s to mid 60s. And during their reign of that kind of psych, you know, freak beat stuff that was going on in Europe, they were managed by Andrew Loog Oldham, who was the same manager of the Rolling Stones at the time, which is pretty cool. They kind of stayed in obscurity for a bit. Their tracks can be found on some famous compilations like the Nuggets record comps, and I think that same track was actually featured on Factory Girl soundtrack and another random movie called Frankenstein Meets the Space Monster, a pure classic. Anyways, that was the Poets. We started off with Donovan, pretty killer one, Season of the Witch. It's been done a million times since, but I still always go back to that one. There have been some pretty comparable covers I've played in the past too. But Donovan always takes the cake when it comes to some of those ones. Coming up now, I got a track from this obscure band called Euphoria. They're a U.S. band in the mid-60s. I want to say this track came out in 65. It's called Through a Window. They only put out one album. It's called A Gift from Euphoria. And it was just a two-piece. But they have for some reason, I can't figure out why. Well, I can after listening to it, but I don't know why they were given so much budget for production on their album, but it is super, super highly produced. They had the best studio session players in there and put out a very well-rounded psychedelic album called A Gift from Euphoria. You probably will never be able to find it except for online, so check them out. It's pretty cool. There's a couple other bands named Euphoria, but these guys were the first. And it's unmistakable, really cool kind of psych folk, especially for U.S. at that time. What these guys were doing was super clean and different. So that's cool. And then, got a killer hour of tons of different stuff. A lot of psych rock tonight. 13th Floor Elevators, an epic band called Twink, Masters Apprentices, Love. I don't know. List goes on. You're tuned into The Fuzz. Brought to you by Cast of Crowns Art Collective and Tattoo Parlor up at 412 North Coast Highway, right here in town. Check them out. They're doing good things.
Me by with a shadows at my door. I wait to find the early morning empty, 'cause I seem to love you just a little more.
tuned into The Fuzz on KX93.5. It's good for your ears and your soul. Stay tuned for more.
That was, of course, a track called Rary by none other than the Standells. That was the B-side to probably their biggest hit, Dirty Water, which if you're familiar with garage rock, it's kind of like almost like an anthem, I feel like. And it's actually pretty cool. I think I was out at a sporting event in Boston one time and they were actually playing Dirty Water. Everyone kind of knew that song already. And it's like, whoa, all right, cool. Because it's kind of about the dirty water of Boston. But yeah, the B-side on the 45 that they released back in, let me see, when this come out, 66, this was the B-side, Rary, and it's got a way more kind of like a, I don't know, cool kind of surf vibe. But they put out a lot of really good stuff. And before that was the Pat Keys, little instrumental track from 1967 called Greasy Pumpkin. There's an amazing compilation all that was put out, you know, in the past maybe 5 years that encompasses a lot of the stuff that the Pat Keys worked on. The Pat Keys were a band that were formed by Packy Axton, who was the son of one of the owners of Stax Records back in the 60s. And they became like this insanely talented, almost like studio session band that was playing for a lot of recording musicians at the time. And Light in the Attic Records did an amazing job working with the family from Stax and a couple other musicians and compiling like all of their tracks that were really, really good. And Greasy Pumpkin, I've played it a couple times on this show before and I always DJ with it. It's one of my favorite ones. But yeah, if you're not familiar, the Pat Keys, get into it. And sorry, if you're just joining, this is the Fuzz Show, brought to you by Cast of Crowns up in North Laguna. Awesome tattoo parlor, piercing, and an amazingly beautiful art gallery. During Art Walk, they're a full member and supporter of it. They got live music and always are working with LCAD students and doing a lot of cool stuff for the community. So always support the arts, whether it's music or art or liberal arts, whatever you want to call it. Thanks for tuning in. This is The Fuzz, and yeah, we'll get into it. 13-floor elevator's coming up soon, followed by Twink, pretty cool psych band, kind of psych. I don't know how you want to call it, but yeah, we'll get into it. Let's do it.
Let's see what we've got in today's gallery.
Welcome to The Fuzz Show. You're tuned in to a friendly tour of the audio underground, right here on KX93.5.
Grab it.
You're tuned into The Fuzz on KX93.5. It's good for your ears and your soul. Stay tuned for more.
So that was Twink with 10,000 words in a cardboard box. I'm lucky enough to have that album, and it is amazing front to back, but that's one of the standout tracks. And before that was 13th Floor Elevators, their cover of It's All Over Now, Baby Blue. And we're going to get into some more good things. Up next, I got Rob Hoke, the rhythm and blues group. They're kind of beat bespoke. Track called When People Talk. I'm getting into the Southern Gentleman and another amazing band called The Master's Apprentice, one of their covers of In the Pines, which happens to be one of my favorite tracks of all time. Not by them per se, but just the song itself. You were tuning in to The Fuzz Show right here on KX935. Stick with me until the end of the hour. That's where I'll be.
Please, the best thing you can do now is leave. myself to you. You've been chasing every other guy there is. Don't come near me now, 'cause I could stand to lie in kiss. Chasing every other guy there is. Don't come near me now, 'cause I couldn't stand your lion kiss. So now go away and let me be free. Myself to me.
Welcome to the Fuzz Show. You're tuned in to a friendly tour of the audio underground, right here on KX93.5.
That was The Master's Apprentices with Black Girl in the Pines, a super heavy song, and the original artist eludes me right now, but it is such a heavy track. I've actually been witness to a couple live performances of the song, not by that band, but by other people that were, you know, bone chilling, like awesome, awesome. Yeah, so anyways, there was that. And before that, we had The Southern Gentleman with Leave Myself to Me, which I always like. It's a good one. And yeah, coming up next, this is a guy who, I don't know, always needs to see the light of day, is how I should put it. This is Jim Sullivan. This track is called Sandman. It's off of his album called UFO. I believe he put out two albums during his musical stint under his own name. He played with other people like the Survivors. And yeah, he actually played with quite a lot of people. And he's been compared to people like Tim Hardin, Gene Clark, like legends in their own rights. And there's a crazy backstory about this guy. This guy is, I'm about to play a song. So trust me, I won't talk too long, but he disappeared back in 1975, and to this day, nobody knows where he went. He was out in Palm Springs, like Joshua Tree zone, and checked out of his hotel. They found his car and all his stuff, and he was nowhere to be found. And some people allude to like the title of his album called UFO. Did he like cruise out in the desert, get abducted? I don't. Who knows? But this guy is amazingly talented, beautiful singer, songwriter. So we'll get into that, and then we'll go straight into a killer track from Arthur Lee's Love. And the track's called Skid. I got this off of a double album called Black Beauty, which was just recently released, probably in the past 6-7 years. All completely original renditions of their songs that had never been released before. And he's backed by an all African-American band, and it's an insane, insane album. And the master tapes were actually owned by an old friend of mine in Dana Point, and who was friends with Arthur Lee, and Arthur just gave him the tapes, and he'd been sitting on them for years. And then, you know, stars aligned, he was able to release it, and it's one of the hand-down best Love albums of all time. So anyways, let's get into it. This is The Fuzz. If you like what I'm putting down, check it out on podcasts, in iTunes, search The Fuzz 93.5. You'll find all my episodes. You can subscribe, and if you dig it, if you don't dig it, leave a review. I always enjoy reading them. Whether it's just some stars or a written review, it helps spread the word, not only for my show, but for the station, which is always cool. There you go.
Here I am at your back porch door. Will you kindly let me in? Yes, it's me. I'm hanging around, honey, now your Sandman's back in town. How long since you slept, my dear? Have you waited all this time? Did you know I wouldn't let you down? Honey, now your Sandman's back in town. I'm here, honey. Close your eyes, reach your arms out to me. I have made it after a long ride, honey, now your Sandman's back in town. No more hiding from my memory. I'm here, honey, dry your eyes, it's a pleasure. Just being around, honey, now your Sandman back in town.
I have made it after such a long ride. Honey, now your Sandman's back in town. Honey, now your Sandman's back in town. Honey, now your Sandman's back in town.
Tuned into The Fuzz on KX93.5. It's good for your ears and your soul. Stay tuned for more.
Got you made. with the mortgage paid. What I wanna know, what you gonna do with the mortgage paid? Bright red, making rivers on the ground. Half dead, ain't no better than a dying sound. What I wanna know, is this the way you're gonna bring me down? Getting darker every day. Yes, it is. Light blue, adding deeper tones of gray. Yes, it is. What I wanna know, how long you gonna be this way? This way.
Nothing.